Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Israel says it will stop military operations for 10 hours a day in parts of Gaza to allow for the delivery of food and other supplies. The Israeli government is also allowing other countries to drop supplies into Gaza. In Gaza City, Rewa Abu Faul says the journey to get food is dangerous.
We've been going more than once. We've been going for 2.5 weeks, and we've not been able to get anything. We want the war to end, the siege to be lifted, and aid to reach us. We want bread, we want food and drink. There are children who were all run over. When we were walking, the truck passed, and we saw one of them get run over. All of this is caused by the siege and the famine we are in.
Victorian Labour politicians are planning to demand the federal government recognises a Palestinian state. But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says more steps are needed to achieve a two-state solution. Greens Senator Jordan Steele John says the federal government needs to do more to end the suffering in Gaza.
Words do not feed starving children. It is time for the Australian government to join with the international community and recognise Palestinian statehood. The recognition of Palestinian statehood is in the ALP platform. It is time that they action it. The Australian government should join with the international community in applying sanctions to the state of Israel.
Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to talk with each other later today to try to end recent fighting. At least 33 soldiers and civilians have been killed. Thousands of Thai and Cambodian residents have also been displaced in the past week. United States President Donald Trump says he is the reason these peace talks are happening.
I asked my people, I said, how are we doing with Cambodia and how are we doing with Thailand? And they say they're going to be coming in at some point to talk. I said, well, let's call them right now. So I called the prime ministers of each. And I said, we're not going to make a trade deal unless you settle the war. And I spoke to both of the prime ministers. And I think by the time I got off, I think they want to settle now. I know they're meeting today or tomorrow, and we're going to work with them.
In Formula One car racing, Australian Oscar Piastri has won the Belgian Grand Prix. Piastri finished 3.5 seconds faster than second place rival Lando Norris. Piastri says it feels good to achieve his 6th win of the season, the most by any Australian in any season in F1 history.
It was a great race. You know, I knew that trying to take the lead on lap one was my best chance of winning. And, yeah, I was able to make it happen, which is nice. So got a good run out of one, and then, yeah, had to be pretty brave through Eau Rouge and try and stay as close as I could, and then got the slipstream and got it done. So very, very happy.
That's the latest SBS News in easy English.